dis la vérité. Toi qui es ma sœur, dis la vérité.
Toi qui es mon père, dis la vérité.
Et dans ma mère, dis la vérité.
Toi qui es mon époux, dis la vérité.
Fola mansa te buiko kanke lentigi mansa te buiko tunya fo mansa te buiko nana sila
kera download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present iProv. The internet goes offline, and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity, when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. iProv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Yes, it is brutal. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's time for a noise here, as it always is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Luke Mead here, and today, very special show. Lots of brand new stuff to play for you in the electronic vein. So it's going to be an hour and a half of electronics to the primitive, to the futuritive, if you will. Got some brand new stuff from Zadok Records, and we'll hear some cool laptop stuff, some brand new stuff, and we're going to start off with something from 1971 here. Classic German stuff. This is Cluster.
Thank you. Thank you.
Monsieur Pierre Henri with Maison pour les temps présents, Beige Art. That's my worst French ever, but that was Psyche Rock, a classic Moog hit from the 1960s on Philips Records. Pretty rare to find that one, actually. Before that, something brand new by a duo from Brooklyn, Growing is their name. All the Way is the name of the record, and you heard Green Flag. Check that out on the Social Registry Records on socialregistry.com. We had some Throbbing Gristle in there. I couldn't resist with E. coli, and started off with some very, very heavy influence on Throbbing Gristle, Cluster, one of the very first so-called krautrock bands, I guess, if you will, off of their debut, Cluster, better known as Cluster 71. And you heard there's no titles on those tracks, but that was the first side one, track one, if you will. Top of the noon to you. You're listening to Annoyz, Luke Mead here, and we're gonna move into some, like I said, we're gonna keep it electronic-y, but we're gonna kind of, we've got a lot of rare stuff to go through today, and a lot of rare new stuff. I hope it's rare. I don't know. They sent it to me, so I'm gonna play it for you. However, we got a nice little 1967 vinyl album here by Folkways Records by the name of Electronic Music from the University of Toronto. And the Electronic Music Studio of the University of Toronto was the first such studio in Canada and the second on the North American continent. And it was founded approximately in 1963-64 by Dr. Arnold Walter. And what this album details is a collection of electronic musicians back in the 60s. And we're going to listen to something pretty cool here. Arnold Walter, Harvey Olnick, and Myron Schaefer back in 1959 did a lovely piece called Summer Idol. And this is, as the liner notes say, a study in contrasting sonorities originally created for television. The design is three-part ABA, returning with the section A section, corresponding with the initial section, but the initial presented in reverse, if you will. Okay, this is pretty big-brainy stuff, and it's older than most of you. This is really, really cool. Summer Idol by Arnold Walter, Harvey Olnick, and Myron Schaefer.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really seems these days that Montreal has been digging the drone. You just heard something by Aiden Baker and Tim Hecker conspiring together for a wonderful album called Phantasma Peritasi. Excuse me. Aiden Baker from the doom duo Nadia and Tim Hecker, of course, laptop genius extraordinaire. Brand new album out on Alienate Records, and it's starting to sound like a lot of Alienate releases, actually. Pretty cool stuff. Definite screw you to the iPod listener. It's eight movements divided into 66 tracks. So what you just heard there was actually 14 30-second tracks all blended together kind of thing, but it was one tune. And that track was called Phantom on a Pedestal. And before that, we heard some pretty cool electronic-y kind of stuff from 1957 all the way back. My goodness. And what a rare album this is. This is out of Folkways Records, Folkways International. 1967 it was put out, but the actual piece you heard there was from 1959. Summer Idol by Arnold Walter, Harvey Olnick, and Myron Schaefer. We're going to keep it on electronic tip. Another one I pulled out of the vaults here. Toshi Ishinagi, extended voices for voices with Moog synthesizer, Buchla Associates Electronic Modular System. Hello. Sounds good to me. And here we go. Slide whistles extending the range of the singer's voices. At the same time, electronic instruments transform the voices in terms of timbre, range, and dynamics. The written score consists of mostly sustained sounds and glissinados of varying lengths and speed. The development of the material develops upon a cueing arrangement that instincts the singer to perform in relation to the sounds he hears another performer make. So it's a very send and receive kind of thing. And also, this piece includes a pre-recorded tape composed of purely electronically produced sounds that functions as a complementary or accompaniment for material. This is Extended Voices.
Wow. Kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. 2 drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeedy. Frank Rumbletone's going to be with us in a matter of hours. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak. Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental spoken word radio show. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! I'm sure Amy Goodman's pretty happy. I'm not going to say anything about the election or anything like that, other than I underestimated Americans, I guess. Thank you so much, all of you who went out and voted south of the border and who are listening to us on CITR, www.citr.ca. Like I said, Frank will be here at 3 till 5. 5 o'clock, Arts Report with Tracy. 5:30, Canadian Voices. 6:30, it's the first Wednesday of the month. That means it's And Sometimes Why with Miko Hoffman. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juicebox with Julia and Caroline. And then Hans Klaus's Misery Hour at 11. And I hope Hans is happy too, because there's a little bit to be happy about, south of the border. Anyways, we're going to move on into some more electronic stuff. The League of Automatic Music Composers, 1978 to 1983. This is a disc I picked up when I was in Berlin. The League of Automatic Music Composers was a band/collective of electronic music experimentalists active in the San Francisco Bay Area between 1978 and 83, widely regarded as the first musicians to incorporate the newly available microcomputers of the day into live musical performance. The League created networks of interacting computers and other electronic circuits with an eye for eclecting surprising and new musical artificial intelligences. Pretty cool stuff. I love this album because it just sounds like, when I heard it, when the guy at Gelbe Music in Berlin played it for me, it sounded like a game of Pong let loose to a bunch of acid fiends. This is a great little track entitled, Yeah, this is Oakland One from 1980. This is the League of Automatic Music Composers on CITR. the League of Automatic Music Composers all the way back to 1980. Great stuff out of the Bay Area. This is available. It was originally released on Lovely Records, and it was known as a little box set called Lovely Little Records. And it was a little, it was like, I think it was six or seven 7-inch singles in a tiny little box. And but thanks to the folks at New World Records in New York, New York, the city so nice they named it twice, has put it together on one compilation CD for us. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR. As always, we've got to take a look at what's going on at Fake Jazz Wednesdays, of course, our most amazing noise night in Vancouver. Fake Jazz Wednesdays, as always, 917 Main Street at the Cobalt. Tonight, we've got Pompoir? I don't know. P-O-M-P-O-I-R. Figure it out. The Objects, Telephone Girls, and Aiden and Racquetball. The best noise night and the only noise night in Vancouver. If you don't support your local noise scene, who will? And it's only $5, so make sure you check it out. We're going to focus now for the next two tracks on someone who sent me stuff, and you're always welcome to send me stuff here at CITR. You can visit the website. Mark Trela, a composer from the Bay Area as well, I believe, California. And he sent me his solo album and his collective record, a lovely 3-CD box set on Zadok Records. And listeners, no stranger to the Zadok label, of course, run by John Zorn and the Hipwazee over in New York. We're going to start with his solo record, Gold Stripe, and this is pretty fascinating. This album uses data read from the magnetic strips of credit cards and bank cards to create a set of musical conditions for improvisation. The sound sources are data captured and transcoded from the card reader and the software. Check this out. Mark Trela, Laptop and Electronics. Thank you.
think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Six gentlemen, a whole lot of equipment and a whole lot of racket there. They're known as The Hub. On Zadok Records, brand new album entitled Boundary Layer. We heard something called The Minister of Pitch there. And before that, Mark Trela, a member of The Hub, his solo album Gold Stripe. And it was the third track on his new record on Creative Source Recordings out of Portugal. Very cool. And thanks very much to Mark Trela for giving us these CDs here at the Almighty CITR. We're just about wrapping it up here. Thanks again for tuning in for yet another edition of A Noise. And we always leave you, as we do, part 115 in our 300 series of The Nurse List. And I'm doing something pretty easy here, actually. This is mentioned on Steve Stapleton's Nurse with Wound List. But I don't know. I'm in a good mood. And I think, you know, something that happened last night made me feel that way. I don't know. However, there's a little happy little track, and I couldn't do an all-electronic show without playing him or mentioning him. So, as always, this is Luke Mead signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now. Sweet. 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 Sweet.
is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
I'm Adam Jambroni, the chair of the TTC, and you're listening to the Green Majority.
From Toronto, it's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's only environmental news hour. Coming to you on CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm Jordan Popick, and this is the Green Majority. This week, water issues come second potato to only global warming in Ontario and no other environmental issue, which may